Off Jack went, traveling the forest in his determined search to conquer the giants. It didn't take too long to spot those three-headed fellows. It was impossible to miss them, for they were gigantic. They stood taller than a house. Their chests were as wide as a door. Their feet were about 2 feet long. They didn't notice Jack, however. They were too busy ripping up trees and throwing them aside. "This has to stop," Jack said to himself. "Earth needs these trees." Jack saw that the giants were throwing the trees into a wood chipper and chopping them into bits. Then the giants ate the chips. Splinters flew from their lips. Jack shivered as he watched them. He was scared that they would eat him too. Jack spotted a hollow log and quietly crawled inside. From there, he could safely watch the giants. Soon, however, one of the giants pointed to the log that Jack was in. One giant brother hoisted the front of the log on his shoulder. The other giant brother hoisted the other end of the log on his shoulder. Of course, they didn't know that Jack was hidden like a turtle inside. Together, the giants moved toward the wood chipper. Jack did not find this amusing at all. In a minute, they would throw him inside the wood chipper. He would be turned to itty-bitty chips. Jack had to find a way to get out of this predicament. But how?